Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode. Master key skills. Here's what I want you to do. Obsessively develop three skills. I want you to know what those skills are and obsessively develop that. I'll tell you how in a moment through what we call progressive mastery. I want you to obsessively develop three skills. I want you to know what they are right now. Like, decide today, like, what are the three skills I am going to obsessively master this next 12 months? Like, what is it? Is that skill speaking? Is that skill patience? Is that skill video production, audio production, podcasting? Is that skill sales? Is that skill phone work? I don't know what it is for you. But if you don't know the skills you're trying to obsessively develop, you're not in the game yet either. And you need somebody like me, who maybe you don't even know, to say, you're not in the game yet. You're hurting yourself until you know the skills you're trying to develop and develop a curriculum for those skills. It's like, when I had the blessing of training Oprah and her team. I mean, I taught a bunch of stuff over the hour or whatever it was. And then I remember the one thing that they like tweeted out afterwards was like, if you leave your growth to randomness, you'll always be stuck in the land of mediocrity. And that came from a story about necessity for us to build our own curriculum. What happens when you become successful is you stop building your own curriculum. Now your learning is on the job. Now your learning is that random seminar. But you're not architecting that skill development. It's kind of like when I was at Accenture, I remember, you know, when you started as an analyst, they had a skill path for you. You were going to take these courses. You know, when you made manager, you were going to take these courses. It was very structured, and it is structured in the big global corporate world. But for most people, that's not their reality. You know, small business owners, people who don't have great managers, there's no real skill development. And they're waiting for somebody else to give them the curriculum. If you keep waiting for somebody else to give you the curriculum to develop yourself, you're already losing. Your peers are going to glide right by you because they're being more proactive about their learning. And this was I had to learn this lesson. I saw people passing me by. I'm like, we're in the same job. How are they passing me by? And it turns out in the after hours, they had their plan. They were working their learning. They were on their personal and professional development level better than I was. And that's why I'm pushing you guys hard. Like, whether it's me or you find somebody else who gives you that curriculum, or you build a curriculum. Here's the thing, world class for you from now on. That's the bar, world class for you. Whether you get the best trainer in town for you to help with your health, you get the best trainer online, maybe you don't resonate with me, that's cool. Find somebody best in class, learn from them. But you need to architect your own curriculum over a period of long term. I ask these high performers, like, how did you get so good? And they almost laugh. They're like, you have no idea the hours I put into that skill. No one sees the time. No one sees the discipline. No one sees the effort because you're up at doing it, you know, before the day starts or after the day starts. Like the greatest performers in the world in almost every area, they developed 3 skills. I thought it was going to be more, by the way. I thought like the most successful people, they must be, you know, they must have 100 things they're good at. When I asked them about that, I'm like, what did you obsessively develop, like on purpose? They'd usually name 1, 2, or 3 things. That was the magic. That's the distinction you're getting here. Next up, you need to identify the 3 skills needed by every single person on your team. And then you need to create their plan now. I'm starting to do this with my team personally because I learned that I wasn't from one of my interviews. I was like, oh, like that's the skill my whole team needs to know, copywriting. So I went and bought a copywriting course for $2,000 and gave it to my team. And I was like, get in on this. Because if you don't know the skills your team needs to develop, you think they're gonna do it randomly? Even if they're good people, they won't. What are the 3 skills for each of your team members? And most importantly, what are the 3 skills your highest performing team members need to get on? Because you know what? They're usually the most neglected. It's easy to let your high performers just do their thing because they're already good, right? So they're like, often the people who are most neglected are the people who are already good because you try to fix the underperformers without realizing the biggest bang for the buck would be to develop the high performers. Got this, leaders? I hope so. Okay, next up, practice progressive mastery. Practice progressive mastery. I'm gonna tell you what that means. It's probably the most important concept in all of expertise development. You've probably heard of like deliberate practice. This is other level, and I'm gonna walk you through. It's truly other level. Deliberate practice is world-class and scientifically proven. I hope you guys have studied Anders Ericsson's work, genius on deliberate practice. This is now the next level of what you do. It's called progressive mastery. And you're gonna take some notes on this because I'm gonna break it all out for you. I want you to think about first, write in your journal a skill you would like to learn. Okay, write in your, write 3 skills you'd like to learn. Now write down these steps. Number one, determine a skill that you want to master. That's everything, obviously we're gonna start there. Then set specific stretch goals on the path developing that skill. Okay, specific stretch goals on the path developing that skill. Let me give you a skill so we have a metaphor of working through this. Number one, determine a skill that you want to master. Let's imagine the skill that I want to master is swimming as a skill, right? I want to become proficient in swimming. But you can't just say swimming. You need a specific skill within that. So I'm going to say I want to develop my ability at the, I'm going to make this up and probably get it wrong, but like the 200 meter freestyle. Okay, I don't even know if that's a thing, but is it a thing? Sounds like a thing. The 200 meter, I don't even know how long 200 meters is. You might drown. I don't know how long that is. But let's say you're gonna master the 200 meter freestyle, okay? If you're going to do that, if that's the skill specifically you wanna master, setting specific stretch goals. That means specific stretch goals like, okay, how long you swim that lap, the time in which it takes to flip around and go the other way, the time in which it takes you to get into the water, the time in which it takes you, how many strokes you can get per breath, or per whatever other measurement that you set up, like you need to know those numbers. What are your stretch goals and what's the improvement of it over a period of time? Otherwise, you're novice, okay? Number 3, attach high levels of emotion and meaning to your journey and your results. How? It means before you do that activity, every time, get yourself emotionally connected about why is this important to your identity? Why do you love this? How is it serving a social obligation or duty or purpose? And why do you need to do it excellent right now? Okay? Every time, right before you get in the pool, you tell yourself about why this is so important for you to do. I don't know what yours is, but you need to psychologically ramp yourself up. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created 3 specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com. Number four, identify the factors critical to success and develop your strengths in those areas and fix your weaknesses in those areas with equal fervor. Meaning, what are the needle movers? Avoid most of everything else, because you know what? Everyone's gonna tell you to do 50 things. I want you to identify, what's the five things? Stop thinking there's gonna be 50 things to success. Strip it down. What's the five fundamentals, right? So for swimming, it's your entry time. Maybe it's your stroke per breath. Maybe it's this kickoff. I don't know what it is for you, but focus on those things that really matter. Not everything else that people will tell you matters, right? Like the color of your Speedo. Stop worrying about that, because that's what people do. They worry about the dumbest stuff that has no impact on performance. Number five, develop visualizations that clearly imagine what success and failure looks like. Visualization practices are so neglected. If I'm gonna visualize swimming, I'm not just gonna visualize, okay, I jump in the water, I swim. I'm gonna visualize what it feels like under the water. I'm gonna visualize what it feels like when I run out of air, when I run out of energy, when I don't feel like I can win, when I don't feel like making that last kick turn, when I don't feel like going for it in those last 10 meters. Like, I'm going to visualize all of that. If you're visualizing running a marathon, you don't just visualize running across the finish line, which is what most people do in their visualization practice. You need to visualize what happens when your legs are falling apart at mile 16 and you're just like, no way can I go any further than this. What do you say to yourself? How do you overcome that? How do you be resilient? How do you make it through the struggle? You need to visualize the struggle and your survival past the struggle points with as much detail, precision, hope, optimism, joy as you do the win. Number six, schedule challenging practice developed by experts or through very careful thought and learning. The easiest way to advance is to get an expert to teach you. So if I want to become proficient at that 200 meter freestyle, I'm going to hire a coach who's known specifically for that, right? I'm not going to hire somebody who's just a swim coach. I'm going to go, who is excellent at this particular race? Otherwise, you're going to be a generalist. You want specialists. So for those who are like, I want a specialist in psychology, that's me. You want a specialist in physiology, that's me. You want a specialist in productivity or persuasion, challenging practices. Number seven, when's the last time you had weekly feedback that rocked your world? See, common sense, not common practice. People go, yeah, I know feedback. Yeah, tell me, who's giving you world-class feedback? Show me. What are you paying them? Where are they? People say this all the time. Yeah, I know, Brendan, I should get feedback. Yeah, when do you get it? Once a quarter? Who's giving it? Who's pushing you? Because if you don't really have that, you have not structured up your own skill development. Number eight, socialize your learning. This is the big difference between me and like deliberate practice. Socialize your learning and efforts by practicing or competing with others. Competency is not done in a lone room by yourself. You need to set up situations where you are literally competing with other people and you're influencing them, as we'll talk about, so that you see, how do I socially compare? Because if you're not socially comparing yourself, you're not really gonna develop that skill. All right, the kid just beating away at the piano doesn't really know how good they are until the piano recital. You just don't know. You're in your own vacuum. So you need to put yourself out there and see how you're doing. Number nine, keep setting higher level goals that keep you improving. That means keep going and going and going in your measurement and your goals. And then this is the most important thing. This is really what differentiates all my work and skill development. You gotta teach others what you're learning. You gotta teach. There's this myth and really poor studies of well, there's the individual high performer and we just studied their competency development. And we forget so much of why they're good. Why is that quarterback world class? Is it just because they threw that ball a million times? No, it's not just routine. Why? Is it because they had the best coach? Not just the coach. The best quarterback is often the best quarterback because they're the ones leading the team and teaching others to become more excellent. They usually have someone they're mentoring, that second string quarterback. Why is it that the world's most accomplished people tend to be mentoring other people? It's because when you teach, you learn the finer distinctions of your own skill set. I had the blessing when I was at the University of Montana. And so I went for my undergraduate, my graduate degree, and I got to teach public speaking. And it was a skill I was working on so hard at the time. And it was huge to me. I really wanted to learn to do extemporaneous speaking. So if you guys have been with me here as I've been teaching this, I don't have any, there's no notes sitting around anymore. I got that. The rest is just me teaching from experience and having the ability to do that in extemporaneous speaking. Well, I sucked at it. But by teaching public speaking and watching students implement what I was teaching or struggle with this or have their breakthroughs, it taught me more distinctions. You learn just as much by teaching as you learn by applying often. So that's a huge part of progressive mastery. All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, it's Brandon. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brandon Burchard, and Marketing with Brandon Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have 4 other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.